Welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Lori Mount, Portfolio Manager with RBC BlueBay's U.S. Fixed Income Team, focusing on cash management strategies. Last week, the Federal Reserve delivered a widely anticipated 25 basis point cut to the Fed funds rate, bringing their target range to 4.0 to 4.25%. The decision saw only one dissent, with Governor Myron voting for a more aggressive 50 basis point cut. Alongside the rate decision, the Fed also released its updated Summary of Economic Projections, or SEP, which leaned hawkish relative to June. The SEP revisions highlighted stronger growth, higher inflation, and lower unemployment for 2026 through 27, though the dot plot medians shifted only modestly with a 25 basis point downward adjustment for 25 through 27. For the remainder of 25, the median projection now anticipates 50 basis points of cuts, up from 25 basis points in June. However, the dispersion of views among FOMC members is notable. 9 members foresee no more than one additional 25 basis point cut, another 9 anticipate 2 cuts, and one member projects a sharp 100 basis point reduction by the end of 25. This divergence underscores the heightened uncertainties surrounding the Fed's path forward. During his press conference, Chair Powell emphasized the shift in the Fed's risk assessment, noting greater downside risks to labor markets and diminished concerns about upside inflation risks. He characterized the rate cut as a risk management decision rather than a reflection of changes in the Fed's baseline forecasts. Powell reiterated the Fed's commitment to a data-dependent approach, a message consistent with prior communications. Governor Myron's dissent warrants attention as it highlights potential tension between the Fed's monetary policy stance and the preferences of the White House. Myron's alignment with the administration raises questions about the Fed's independence, a critical issue as we approach the nomination of a new Fed chair in 26. Powell's resistance to political pressures underscores his commitment to preserving the Fed's autonomy, but the perception of a growing divide between the central bank and the executive branch could have implications for market sentiment. Looking ahead, the trajectory of monetary policy for the remainder of the year will largely depend on upcoming labor market and inflation data. The central question remains whether the Fed will implement an additional 25 or 50 basis points of cuts before the end of the year. In our cash strategies, we will continue to identify opportunities in floating rate securities and longer dated fixed rate securities with maturities of less than 1 year as we position for a lower rate environment. We will also closely monitor Federal Reserve communications for further insights into the policy outlook and its market implications alongside key economic data releases. As always, thank you for joining us today and have a great week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.